Ever feel like you're stuck? Like some financial things, you know, commitments, they're like quicksand, you know? The more you try to get out, the deeper you sink.
Yeah.
And today, well, we're diving into one of those situations, you know, one that a lot of people find themselves in timeshares. We've got some excerpts here from an article. It's from Wesley Financial Group, and it's called Get This: What Happens If I Stop Paying My Timeshare? Catch you right.
I mean, that's the question,
It
right?
really is.
Yeah.
So let's unpack this, shall we?
Absolutely. You know what's really interesting about timeshares, though? It's that allure of owning a piece of vacation paradise. But they don't always tell you about the financial realities that come along with it, especially long term.
Yeah, it's like you get so excited, you know, you're picturing yourself, you get the keys, it's a brand new vacation home. But then reality sets in. It's not just a one-time purchase.
Right, exactly. And that's where a lot of people, they kind of trip up. They misunderstand like the core of the agreement. I think a lot of people think, oh, it's like a mortgage on a house. You pay it off and then it's yours, free and clear. But timeshares, well, they've got this like this whole other thing, you know, the maintenance fees, those never really go away.
Yeah, the article's pretty blunt about it. It straight up says these agreements can be lifelong.
Yeah.
I mean, did anyone walk into a timeshare presentation thinking, sign me up for a lifetime commitment?
Right. And those fees, they're not insignificant either. The article mentions some numbers that are, well, pretty eye-opening. So get this. Are you ready for this? The average cost of a weekly timeshare in 2022, get this, $24,140.
Hold on, wait. $24,140 for a week. That's like what? Buying a new car every single year just for your vacation?
You're starting to get the picture. And on top of that price, you've got the annual maintenance fees. And those can average over $1,100 per week. So these costs, I mean, they really, really add up. And as if that wasn't enough, the article's saying these fees, they often go up every year.
No wonder so many people end up feeling trapped. It's like a financial bear hug you can't get out of. So, okay, let's just say, hypothetically, the bills just get to be too much, right? Someone throws their hands up and says, "That's it, I'm done, I'm not paying anymore." What happens then?
Well, it's not as simple as just like walking away. And the article's very clear about that. You can't just poof, wish away a timeshare.
So there are
Oh,
consequences.
definitely consequences. And one of the big ones, I mean, we're talking a big one, is the risk of foreclosure. And the article even breaks down two different types. You've got judicial foreclosure, and then there's non-judicial foreclosure.
Okay, so judicial foreclosure, that sounds, I don't know, like a courtroom drama, like Law and Order Timeshare Edition. But non-judicial, that sounds even, I don't know the word, more intense maybe?
Intense is a good word for it. Basically, with non-judicial foreclosure, if you default on payments, the lender, they can just sell the property. And here's the kicker, they don't even have to go to court to do it.
You're saying you could lose your timeshare like that without even having a chance to, you know, plead your case in court.
It happens, and that's what makes it so, I don't know, risky, for lack of a better word. It's much faster than going through the courts. And oftentimes borrowers, they don't have a lot of options left if that happens.
This is starting to sound less like a vacation and more like a financial horror movie. And it gets worse, right? Doesn't the article say something about damage to your credit score?
Oh, yeah. Walking away from a timeshare, that can put a real dent in your credit score. And for a long time, we're talking up to 7 years.
7 years? I mean, to put that in perspective, some relationships don't even last 7 years. That's a long time to be dealing with the fallout from that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh,
Think
yeah.
about this for 7 years, getting a car loan, maybe you want to buy a house, even just renting an apartment. All of that could be so much harder, all because of that credit score. It's like a domino effect impacting your finances for years.
Okay, so we've established ignoring the problem, not the solution. But there are some potential escape routes, right? The article mentions a few.
Yeah, it does. But you know how it is. There are always pros and cons to every approach, right? So one option is to see if the resort itself has something called a deed back program.
Deed back. That sounds like what? You're basically handing back the keys and being like, here you go, it's all yours.
Basically, yeah, you're surrendering the timeshare back to the resort. But here's the catch. They usually have a lot of conditions, like you might have to be completely current on all your payments, and even then, they might not take it back.
So option one isn't exactly a slam dunk. What else is there?
Well, you could try renting it out, see if you can find some people who want to use it.
Makes sense. People are always looking for vacation deals, right? You
Yeah.
turn that financial burden into a money-making opportunity, right?
Yeah. In theory, it sounds great. But the article does say it can be a really tough market to like break into.
How do you mean?
Well, for one thing, you're competing with the resort itself. And they've usually got better deals, to be honest. Plus, there are all those other owners doing the same thing you are, not to mention just like the sheer number of vacation rentals you see online. Finding renters consistently, that can be really tough.
So renting it out, also not a guaranteed solution. Okay, what's next on the list?
Well, there's always option three, trying to sell it.
The old sell it and be free approach, right? But hasn't everyone heard those stories about timeshares being, like, impossible to sell?
Unfortunately, those stories, they're usually true. The article even says that a lot of owners are so desperate to get rid of their timeshares, they're basically giving them away.
So you're saying don't expect to make a profit?
Probably not, no. You might not even get back what you put in. The market for timeshares, it's tough. Really tough.
This is starting to feel like escaping from, I don't know, a locked room or something. Speaking of desperate, what about donating it to charity? Turn that financial burden into, you know, a nice gesture.
Sounds great. Like, yeah. Get it off your hands and a charity gets something. Everybody wins.
Exactly. Where do I sign up?
Hold on. Yeah. The article says it's not always that easy. Charities, they have to think about their finances too, you know?
So you're saying my unwanted timeshare, it might come with unwanted fees, and that's not something they want.
Yeah, that's the thing. A lot of charities, they don't want to get stuck with those costs, especially for a timeshare that's, you know, hard to sell. They want donations to help them, not be another problem.
That makes sense, I guess. Okay, so donating it, maybe not the best idea. What about, you know what they say, misery loves company. What about gifting it to, like, a friend or a family member?
Option four, gifting it away. It's possible, yeah. But, like, with everything else we've talked about, there are some things to think about, seriously.
Like, maybe my friends don't want my financial headaches.
Yeah, exactly. The article's really big on this whole transparency thing. Be honest about what it costs, you know, the fees and all that. And that those costs could go up. And how hard it is to get out of the agreement later on. All of that.
So, full disclosure, no surprising someone with a timeshare on their birthday unless I want a really awkward conversation.
Exactly. Make sure they know what they're getting into.
Okay, so we've covered a lot. No easy answers so far. What about, the article mentions this, what about those companies, the ones that help you get out of timeshares? Are they like the superheroes of this story?
They can be really helpful, yeah. Especially if you feel like you were tricked into buying the timeshare to begin with.
I've heard those sales pitches can be intense.
Yeah, it happens. And in those cases, these companies, they're like the experts. They know how to deal with those contracts,
yeah.
You know, all the legal stuff, and they fight for you. But, and this is a big but, the article says, do your research on these companies first. Don't just hire the first one you find.
Yeah, it's like, you know, measure twice, cut once.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, it's more like research, and then maybe sign once.
Right, and even get someone else to look at it, you know, like a lawyer or something, just to be safe.
Exactly. A little legal backup never hurts.
Well, this has been quite a journey. We went from those sunny beaches, you know, the dream of a timeshare, to all the realities, let's call them, and the money. Don't forget the money.
Yeah.
And then those escape routes, each one with its own, like, set of challenges.
And if there's one thing for our listeners to take away from all of this, I think it's know what you're getting into. The more you know about timeshares, the good, the bad, all of it, the better off you'll be. It's complicated.
It's like having a map, right, before you go on a road trip.
Yeah.
You want to know where you're going, what to expect.
Exactly. You don't want to end up lost, especially with something like this. Exactly. Now, before we wrap up, I always like to leave our listeners with something to think about. We've been talking about getting OUT of a timeshare all this time, but what about before you even get in? What can someone do on the front end to avoid these problems in the first place?
Oh, that's such a good point.
Yeah.
It all comes down to being proactive. Ask questions, lots of them. Don't be afraid to be, you know, a little suspicious even, especially when it comes to big financial decisions.
So channel your inner detective, right?
Yes, exactly. Huh. Before you even think about buying, research the resort, look at that contract, every single word, and ask those tough questions. What happens if I can't pay anymore? What about those costs, those fees? Can they go up? Can I get out of this if I need to? All of that.
Better to ask now than be surprised later.
100%.
Hmm.
Remember, a timeshare, it's a big commitment. Treat it like one.
Great advice to end on. And that's all the time we have for today's deep dive. We hope this was helpful, insightful, all of that. And if you're thinking about a timeshare, just remember what you've learned here today. It's important.